Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We are here until 5 a.m. with then Steve Grzanich comes in with the opening bell and Steve Cochran at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200 for Wild Card Wednesday. All right. We've had Dennis Walkowitz on many times before. He is from the Silent Film Society of Chicago. He is also a great organist who plays along with silent movies and also is usually at Matthew and Hoffman's events that take place at the Pickwick Theater. In fact, he's got one coming up in September. He's going to be showing The Searchers on the big screen, one of my favorite movies of all time. Coming up this weekend, Dennis is part of this, as I said, the Silent Film Society of Chicago, and their Summer Film Festival is taking place this weekend at Filament Theater. And we want to talk about that, too. That's at 4041 North Milwaukee. And you can check out their website at silentfilmchicago.com. I love what Dennis does to keep the old movie-going experience alive and to showcase great silent movies and do really great things, especially since he locates most of his stuff on the northwest side of Chicago, which I have a very, very great attachment to. So let's welcome Dennis to the show. Hey, Dennis, welcome back.
Hey, Nick, it's great to be on the show again. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Well, first of all, you know, the last time we talked to you, you started to kind of take over the activities at the Patio Theater, which is another great Northwest Side theater, great Northwest Side institution over on Irving Park and Austin in Chicago. Tell me how things have been going at the Patio for you.
Well, you know, diving into it, it was all pretty bizarre, just taking over one day, walking in, and it reminded me of years ago when I took over a theater some 30 years ago, and there was 2,000 seats and four walls, and the same feeling came over me. And okay, now what do we do?
Yeah.
So we did some classic films last spring, just to test the water, see how they're going, and we're going to return with more of those in the fall. But more importantly, we wanted to get the patio mechanically right, and so we've been doing a lot of mechanical upgrades, working on air conditioning, and of course right now we're working on getting the heating plant up to par and things of that nature for our comfort of our patrons, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's such a beautiful theater. I mean, it really is. And you know, and like you, Dennis, when I saw that it was closed, it just made me kind of nuts. Have that just
sad.
Yeah. And you've been trying different things. You know, like you said, you had the classic cinema, you had the classic films there, and you were doing free films for a while. And I know that you probably had great turnouts for that. I mean, you did stuff like Back to the Future and Jaws. Did that turn out fun?
Yes, they were great. Yeah, the neighborhood came out, and everybody's smiling and handshakes all around. But it's something that we wanted to present to the community because in the 30 years I was in theater management, and that's what it's all about, is reaching out to the community. And,
right.
And I think we're successful in that regard.
Yeah, and there's some other things coming up. Like, for instance, you guys are going to be doing some stand-up shows in the coming months, and that's an interesting way to get different kind of people into the theater. How did that come about?
We decided that the Patio, being the venue that it is, there's no elaborate great stage over there, so let's work with what we've got. So we've got tremendous projector and sound system, which we upgraded. So movies are first and foremost.
Right.
We've got a stage that's big enough to accommodate something like stand-up comedy, which is a natural. We've got the spotlights for it. So that's going to come about in the fall.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a nice little niche there.
And all the information you can find at the Patio Theater website.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, let's talk a couple more things about the Patio. This is film related. On September 9th, you guys are going to be showing a documentary about Guns N' Roses bass player Duff McKagan.
Yeah. Like I say, it's from soup to nuts over there, so we're hoping for a good turnout for that one.
Yeah. And it covers like how he struggled with alcohol and drug addiction. He overcame it and all kinds of stuff. It sounds fascinating. And that's going to be on September 9th. If you're into Guns N' Roses, you should probably check it out. And you should check it out because the Patio Theater, as I said, is just a beautiful, beautiful theater. Right smack dab in the middle of the northwest side of Chicago, there's this just gorgeous theater, you know, with the stars and the clouds on the ceiling and all the beautiful Art Deco stuff inside. And then, of course, the 24-hour horror movie marathon, The Massacre, is going to be taking place on October 22nd. Always a favorite of mine, Dennis.
Yeah, just bring your blankets and your pillows and... just take up residence over there.
Yeah.
That's always a blast.
It's a good time. And this year, it's on October 22nd. It's a 24-hour horror movie marathon just in time for my favorite time of season, which is October, which is Halloween. And you'll be showing The Lost Boys, Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. The director is going to be there live in person. The great David Cronenberg movie Shivers, and Lynn Lowry is going to be there in person. Dario Argento's masterpiece Inferno. You're going to be showing Black Sunday, Assault on Precinct 13, John Carpenter's great movie, and much more. There's going to be free autographs. There's going to be vendors, free parking, all kinds of really cool guests. It's always a blast. So if you're a horror movie fan, obviously, as we get closer to Halloween, we will talk more about The Massacre at the Patio Theater. But mark your calendars for that, October 22nd. At the beautiful Patio Theater, get your pillow, get your blanket, and camp out for 24 hours for that. So that's just some of the stuff that's happening at the Patio Theater. Support the Patio Theater, folks. You know, it's a beautiful theater, and when you go there, make sure you buy concessions and support the theater. It's just a waste if that beautiful, beautiful space isn't used to show, you know, great movies. And Dennis, I'm glad that you want to keep that place alive. It's really, really great.
Well. It's a labor of love. It's a great theater. It's walking back into time. It's 95% original. It's just a great, great place.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Patio Theater stuff. All right. Well, let's talk about the Silent Film Society of Chicago. Dennis, tell me a little bit about the history of it and how you became involved.
Well, as you know, I perform a silent film accompaniment under my stage name, Jay Warren. Mm-hmm. And years ago, we would present some silent films through the year at the Gateway and other venues around the city. And then somewhere along the line, somebody says, well, why don't we just do a festival one summer? So we did, and we had great success in presenting those. And sometimes we even had a 40-piece orchestra with the original score.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, that was it's quite an undertaking, but it was a lot of fun. This year, we've gone to an intimate black box theater, something different that I wanted to do, and maybe it's not for purists with the celluloid film and a pipe organ, but we do have excellent digital projection for these films, mm-hmm. along with what I've developed is a digital theater organ, which has captured the sounds of the mighty Wurlitzer, and it's very unassuming looking, but the sound is there. So when we accompany a film, it's what we want to do. We want to present the films like they were originally intended to do. We respect people that do avant-garde accompaniment or rock music accompaniment, but we do the original style and original where we can scores for the silent films, and they fit beautifully because they went hand in hand.
Mm. So tell me about the Filament Theater. Now it's located at 4041 North Milwaukee, and you know, my parents and I we go to the movies every Saturday. And the theater of my parents' choice that we go to for the new releases, we go to the Village Crossing in Skokie. And my dad usually takes Milwaukee down to Central and then Central all the way. And as we were driving down Milwaukee a couple of months ago, I noticed this Filament Theater. It's basically across the street from the Portage. Tell me about it. I wasn't familiar with it, and my eyes really lit up when I saw that there was a theater there for live entertainment and stuff.
It's been there for a couple of years. It used to be an old Spiegel warehouse, and it's been converted on the main floor, the first floor, into a wonderful 134-seat theater.
Nice.
And it's a legitimate theater. They have a playgroup in there called the Filament Theater. And performances are ongoing all through the year. And so I knock on the door and says, "Say, we'd like to do some silent films here." And they welcomed us very warmly. Mr. Christian Livinati is the executive director.
Okay.
And we've done several screenings there and very successfully done.
That's great. Okay, so that's the Filament Theater at 4041 North Milwaukee Avenue. And we're going to take a break, Dennis. When we come back, we got to talk about the three movies that you're showing this weekend Filament Theater. And we'll talk about how cheap it is to go and how you should support it. And if, like, your kids or yourselves have never had the experience of seeing a silent movie in a theater with the live accompaniment, how special it is. All the information is at silentfilmchicago.com, and it's linked up on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. Dennis, hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dennis Walkowitz is with us, and we'll talk more about the Silent Film Society of Chicago's Summer Film Festival taking place at the Filament Theater, 4041 North Milwaukee, in beautiful Portage Park, Chicago, Illinois. So more coming up right after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And again, we are live in the Allstate Studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. And you can check us out on Facebook.com/Nick D Show, where you'll find a link to the Silent Film Society of Chicago and all the information about this weekend's Summer Film Festival, which is what we're talking about right now with Dennis Walkowitz. Let's talk about the movies that that you guys are screening. Hey, Dennis, welcome back, sir.
Great to be here, Nick. Thank you.
Great. Now, all right, let's talk about on this Friday, August 19th at 8 o'clock, you'll be showing a film called Hot Water from 1924. Tell us about that one.
Well, this is a great film by the one of the top three silent comedians. A lot of people say he's number three, but I think he pushes Charlie Chaplin for the number one spot along with Buster Keaton. And this film, of course, Hot Water, is 1924, and it's a real cute film about Harold Lloyd and his new wife and his new mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and all the trials and tribulations to go with that. And Harold Lloyd had a huge gag team that he assembled for his film. So his gags are great, and the storyline flows real good, and it's just a laugh a minute. So from one laugh to another laugh to another laugh, and it all ties up really, really nicely in the script.
Great. And you obviously will be accompanying it on the live organ.
Right.
Have you ever done the accompaniment to Hot Water before?
Yes, I have. I've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do because it's such a great film. Harold Lloyd had a theater organist friend by the name of Gaylord Carter going way back into the 20s, and they resurrected their careers in the early 70s. And Harold Lloyd would tell Gaylord, "Look, you know, I don't need you to embellish too much the action on the screen when I'm getting the laughs. It's when I'm not getting the laughs that I really need you to come through." Mm. And that's one thing. You don't have to overplay these films. We do a score that goes along with the film and not supersedes it.
Yeah. And you have a special guest that evening on Friday evening.
On the screen, Suzanne Lloyd, the granddaughter of Harold Lloyd, will give us a screen presentation from Los Angeles.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So she'll introduce the film.
Are you going to Skype her in?
I don't know. I'm not a technical guy. I don't know what the arrangements are, but they told us it'll be a screen introduction.
Okay, great. Okay, so Suzanne Lloyd, the granddaughter of Harold Lloyd, is going to introduce the film. Just especially for this Chicago screen presentation, and that's Friday night, Hot Water at 8 o'clock. And then it continues on Saturday night, the 20th at 8 o'clock, with My Best Girl from 1927. Tell us about that one.
Well, My Best Girl is the quintessential love story starring Mary Pickford, mm-hmm. now America's sweetheart. She goes back a long time into cinema history. And she was one of the founders of United Artists, along with Doug Fairbanks and Charlie Chaplin. And this also stars Charles Buddy Rogers, who would later, 10 years after this film was shot, become her husband, Mary Pickford's husband. Mm-hmm. So this is a great, great, great story directed by Sam Taylor. And there's a lot of nice things that had been developed by the time this movie was shot. There's many dissolves, the moving camera. This is all new stuff coming through, and it's so well done.
That's great. And that's another one you will be doing the organ accompanying with. And then on Sunday, His Majesty the American from 1919, and this is at 3 o'clock. It's a matinee Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. His Majesty the American. Tell us about that one.
Right. This is with Doug Fairbanks, who we all know for jumping up and down all over the sets.
Right.
Thief of Baghdad, Robin Hood, The Iron Mask. And this is probably one of his first films where he kind of initiates that persona. All of Doug's films are comedies to an extent, and this is no exception. And he's a rich playboy in New York City who gets bored and goes after Pancho Villa to capture him. In the meantime, there's a new republic that's having problems with their independence, so they call on him to save the day. And he just does his thing, and he's very athletic, and it's a great showcase, came before all his great famous swashbucklers.
Right. Okay. And by the way, it says here that Boris Karloff makes a cameo.
Yeah, he plays a spy. Mm-hmm. It's a small part in this cameo. But if you want to see early Boris Karloff, 1919, there he is.
Is he easily recognizable in the movie?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Definitely Boris. A lot younger than what you remember him, though.
Right. One of the interesting things here is that the film was photographed by Victor Fleming, who would go on to direct some classic films.
Right. Yeah, the famous cinematographer, Victor Fleming, was directed by Joseph Henneberry, who didn't have a great career or memorable titles. His most famous film probably was 1925, Cobra, which starred Rudolph Valentino. But he made a great career for himself in short sound movies going all the way till, I believe, 1948.
Wow.
So kind of a nondescript career, but certainly something that put food on his table.
And Victor Fleming, who, by the way, we just mentioned did cinematography, he would go on to do Gone with the Wind and several other films.
Yeah, he's all-time great.
Yeah.
You can't get any better than that.
It's absolutely right. So on Friday, Hot Water at 8 o'clock with Harold Lloyd, introduced by Suzanne Lloyd via the screen. My Best Girl on Saturday night at 8 o'clock with Charlie Buck Rogers and Mary Pickford. And then it closes out the film festival with His Majesty the American, Sunday afternoon, the 21st at 3 p.m. And all of these films will be accompanied by our guest here as Jay Warren playing the organ. And people can get tickets. You can get advance tickets if you're in the neighborhood. There's this great place called City Newsstand. And that's at 4018 North Cicero, which is right at the Six Corners intersection. And it's open 7 days from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., which is a really great place. And I'm so glad that place still exists.
Yeah, and they've upgraded a few years ago. It's just a great place to grab some unusual magazines and newspapers from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we can grab some coffee and some delicious Danish, which I'm guilty of partaking in.
Oh, well, good for you. So that's cool. I want to talk about ticket prices real quick. If you're a member of the Silent Film Society of Chicago and guests, you can get advanced sale tickets for $8. Non-members get advanced sale tickets for $12. And then all day of show tickets are $15. So if you want to get advanced tickets, it's $12. If you're a member of the society, it's $8 for advanced tickets, but all day of show tickets are $15.
And they're going pretty fast, too. So.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Yeah,
so
that's
good
great.
To hear. Dennis, always a pleasure, and I really appreciate what you do. Keep up your great work with the Silent Film Society of Chicago, and keep up your great work with making the patio theater better and better, and I really appreciate that, Dennis, and thanks for joining us.
We appreciate what you do for us, Nick.
Okay. Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks. Bye-bye now.
There you go. Dennis Walkowitz, he's a great guy. All right. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN.